what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
So much. Jeez.
Wow.
I can't believe Washington is yelling at me this much and it ain't about money.
I mean, you guys are always a great crowd here in D.C. I mean, like, you guys always turn up. I mean, I was surprised. Like, there's like a whole bunch of like trucks that showed up for us today. I mean, it's great.
Oh,
yeah. Never knew we had that appeal.
It's so amazing being back here. Thank you guys so much for that. Thank you so
much. Yeah.
Thank
you guys for waiting 2 years.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, President Lincoln.
Yes.
Every time I come to DC, and it's only for this, let's face it, but every time I've been here, I realize how much of my grandmother, like how I'm just turning into the woman, and I don't really realize it until I'm here, because when I was young, I would say, why do we have to have my birthday party at the bowling alley or the park? I mean, the park is free. And she would go, we pay taxes, don't we? And I do that every second here. They're like, sir, we need your credit card for incidentals. I'm like, I pay taxes. Give me the fucking peanut M&M.
Well, it's great to be back here in D.C., and I really wanted to, like, come up with some shtick about, like, this crazy thing happened on the train today, but the truth is, we have some very pressing news from the world of Bravo.
It's big.
You guys probably already know about it, but for those who are not familiar, I'm going to open up an article from a reputable source called Page Six. And the headline really says it all. Drunken Luann de Lesseps kicked out of a gay piano bar. Wow. Could you believe it, girls?
And you know the original title was Drunk Bitch Kicked Out of Drunk Bitch Headquarters. I mean... The townhouse in New York City is where old rich queens go. I mean, I go there, you know, not because I'm rich, but because, you know, I could use a little leather. So I've gone there and sang On My Own from Les Miserables many, many times.
Yes, yes.
And last time I did it, I was like, don't do the opening thing. Just get to the... Because anyone who knows a musical, you know, right? It starts like, I'm all alone again, and I'm behind you. It's like all this hard crap.
Business.
Just get to the On My Own, you know?
Yeah.
Those queens were not having that.
Mm-mm. You do not abridge On
like,
My Own.
Skip the opening.
Well, in this article, talks about how basically she got up on stage and then wouldn't get off stage. They say that basically, you know, as one does at townhouse, you show up and you do a song and then you like cede the piano to someone else. So they have like
Say cede regarding that place.
So they have the snarkiest comments in this article. Okay.
Well, first off, did you see the video?
Oh, yeah.
Around.
Oh, the video was great.
Have you guys seen the video? I mean...
There is an actual video. This is not us doing a bit.
Oh, so good.
There's a video.
Okay, pretend Ben is a piano player, okay? And I'm Luann with the mic. She's like... She's facing away from the audience.
She's like facing the wall.
You know, Luann outside of our bubble. Luann is terrible. I mean, everyone knows, dude, that girl cannot sing a lick.
Like, no.
Not even a little bit. You know, it's not even like elevator humming good. It's just like...
elevator... It's like elevator broken.
It sounds like Leanne Locken just getting her toe stuck in an elevator.
On my line.
Line.
Line. So this is what...
Sorry, we have to talk about the video.
I was leading up to the video.
I know, I won't talk about it, though. I'm like, let's talk about the video. So anyway, my Mima. So the video, she's like... What's the song? I said we have to
talk
about...
I don't know. I actually don't even know what song she was singing.
Let's just say it's like one of her classics that we love.
I think it was Money... I think it was Money Can't Buy Your Class.
Well, she tried that, but the video is her like... Oh, oh, you saw the way you look at me. Something. It's one of those, like a standard. And you just hear someone going...
Here.
Just fuck you.
Here, we'll just pull up the video right here, okay? This is what we're gonna do. Okay? I'm gonna put it up to the microphone. I got it right here. Okay. This is a very high-tech show, okay? Everyone ready? Everyone be quiet for 1 second, okay? It's gonna sound great.
Fuck you! Fuck you, motherfucker! We're singing to me! What a swell mood I'm in! Shut the fuck up!
Shut up!
Thank you. I mean, thank you for that. That makes my whole life worth living, you know?
Well, I don't know what kind of townhouse this is that doesn't have a view of Tom, but that's fine. It's not even round. So this is what people are saying in the article. They interviewed people that were there. And one person goes, Luann thought she was doing her act. She tried to sing her own song, Money Can't Buy You Class, but they didn't know it. They know standards. The piano player was like, I don't know the song. And she responded, it's a hit.
In parentheses... The critically trashed song apparently sold.
this is reading.
The critically trashed song apparently sold 19,000 digital copies. Oh.
Undeterred, a liquored up Dillisseps kept belting out jumbled versions of songs, which were so intolerable that the crowd began booing her.
And that is not an easy crowd of queens, I'm telling you.
I've
never seen an ascot, except maybe in My Fair Lady, before I went to that bar. The old men are like sitting there like this. You got like silk.
Like, heavens. Boo.
I mean.
So then, I think this is my favorite part. Things took a turn for the worse. When Luann began yelling at the gays, you don't know me, I'm a cabaret star. I mean,
it was in front, the crowd began booing her in front of stunned drag queens. I know these bitches, because this is the last time I was there. I went after a drag show brunch with all these drag queens. They were very popular. Okay, here's their names. Tiffany and Coke. Shiny Penny. Lauren O'Dair. She's huge. I do know that one. She's big. And Chandelier or something. Wow, to get booed by the drag queens.
Yeah,
girl,
that's a bad...
To stun a drag queen... The police can't even stun a drag queen. I've never even seen a drag queen stunned by a stun gun by
no,
the police.
No, not even a taser. Okay. You try to taser a drag queen, the taser is like, you're fabulous.
They're like, thank you, darling.
So that's the news. And also, Tom and Katie are getting divorced. So anyway, guys.
Speaking of getting booed by a bunch of drag queens.
That's a convenient narrative.
There are so many articles, and I love that we've all discovered the draw on the picture thing on our iPhone, because every article is like, Tom, Katie, hard with the break in it. Every one of them. And it's not the same picture. There's multiple people who've drawn the broken heart over the Tom and the Katie. Okay.
All right.
Point is, welcome to Watch What Crap Is.
Welcome.
The podcast for all that crap we love to talk about on your brother, darling.
Welcome.
Tonight is Real Housewives of Orange County night.
Yes. Great season so far. Be loving it. You getting your notes ready?
Double scroll. This is the big screen for me. Okay. Previously on the Real Housewives of Orange County.
Shane passed the California bar exam.
I'm super excited.
Can you kiss me on the lips like we're married? Can you angle again? Can you do it again? Can you do it again? Can you do it a little harder like a married person? Can you do it? Can you angle? Can you turn your chair? 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 Can you turn? Angle? Now angle, then kiss. Angle, then kiss. Angle, kiss, kiss, and then angle.
Let's be honest. They're a mess.
Would you rather be cooking with the girls or here?
Oh, Gina's ego. Gina's ego. She needs a pin in it. This is the ego needs a pin in it.
Shannon said you have a huge inflated ego.
She's not my friend.
Pin in it. Pin in it.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Those are your previous leads.
So in the opening, you know, I notice something new every week in the opening. Gina looks, well, she looks crazy. I mean, let's face it. She looks like $5. But also, she looks like some, sorry, but.
Wow. $5, which actually has.
Not Abraham Lincoln, so don't
even. I was about to say,
got some president.
So I'm guessing.
So they're all answering. They're like, guys.
guys.
It's not Abraham Lincoln, though, right? George Washington won.
Lincoln's on the penny. But isn't he? I thought he was on the $5 bill also. Is the Lincoln? He's on the five.
Look at all this goodwill we're taking from our audience and just shitting all over it.
Quick, Lincoln trivia. Okay.
So, Gina in the opening, she's wearing this white dress, but it's got this, like, silver... It looks like Heather was just throwing discarded jewelry onto Gina. Like, not even giving it to her. Just like, I don't need this. I don't need that. She's got all this shit from Heather draped all over her.
We bought a new necklace for the koi fish, so here's their old one.
So we start with Nancy and Noella, right? So
yeah,
Noella's mom. Poor Nancy. You know how some moms come on here, they're just like, iconic. Everyone's like, oh my God, your mother is amazing.
That's true.
And this time Ben's always like, who's that?
In the
who's
background.
That with Noella? Poor put upon Nancy's like, oh God.
Yeah.
She's just walking. They're like walking in the Quail Community Center. I don't know why I thought that was funny. But Nancy's just like, oh, God, please don't let her start talking about.
Well, you know, the divorce is hard.
I know. And it's horrible. Horrible. And Noella, she takes it to a place that we're really not expecting for like the first 10 seconds of the show.
So tomorrow I'm going to Dr. Jen's because I think she has a new machine or some technique for brain mapping.
Just what you want to hear about the person who puts fillers in your cheeks. New brain mapping technology.
It's time for technology to stop. When when we're making maps of Noella's brain, it's time to just throw in the towel. All right. Thank you. Taking off that.
Taking off, yeah. A layer.
Hot, cold, hot, cold. I'm like, get the air conditioner on. I am so cold in here. So that's Noella has also got this newfangled scrunchie. It's been a big week for scrunchies on Bravo.
We've got big scrunchie energy.
We've got Jen Aiden's depression scrunchie. Mm-hmm. And now we've got Noella's like, no one's more depressed than me. So she's got like a double layer dish scrunchie. It's like this big and it's double layered. I mean, even Noella's scrunchies try too hard. Noella.
Yeah. It's a lot of scrunchy thirst.
I'll take your most desperate scrunchie. This scrunchie saw the Gulf Stream.
It took me a while to find this scrunchie, but I followed some credit card receipts, and there it was in Puerto Rico, so I brought it back.
So yeah, she's gonna go. Sorry, I hear late. We really, it is like we're married. I hear him like 5 minutes
it's
later
okay.
sometimes.
There's a lot to take
brain
in tonight.
Brain mapping Noella. You know that's just U-turns. You know that brain map.
I feel like a Noella brain map is when you're like, oh God, I've got to walk to Starbucks. Where is it? You turn on your map and it's like 500 feet. You're like, oh, that was simple.
But then you were walking the wrong way. You're like, wait a minute.
Siri's like, I've been going through a lot 500 feet away.
Even Siri is sick of listening to Noella.
Siri, you will not believe what I've been going through.
Therapist office, 100 feet. Siri's just making suggestions now. So Noella's like not sure how this is gonna be with this brain scanning business because she's like, you know, every time I talk with Jen, she's always like, hi, I'm the breadwinner, hi, I make the money, oh, my husband's broke, you know, but he's always shirtless. I mean, she's just sort of like a broken record, but the divorce.
Yeah.
The divorce.
I mean, my husband doesn't have a job, but there he is, hot without his shirt on. I mean, who says that?
Noella. Please talk about your husband's Gulf Stream and your stack of vaginas some more. Like, yeah. What are you worried about? Like, Jen goes too far. Okay, Noella.
So then we go over to Jen's house. These are just like these little clips at the beginning of the episode. Mm-hmm. And Jen is planning for this big party. And she's got party planners there. And
I'm not going to give her too much. She's got
one party planner. And he's ready to make a splash. He is ready because there's the suggestion is to move the furniture out. And then he points to like the empty void where there was a sofa or something. He goes, there's a stain right here.
Yeah.
And she's like, there's no couch. There's no stain on this couch. I'm like, wow, Jen, you're really killing it at the top of this episode here with your stain banter.
Ryan can't even be in the room with her when there's people moving out furniture, okay? It cuts to Ryan, and he's standing in the corner of the backyard that's like the air conditioner and like the trash bin. It's like as far as he can get. He's just shirtless but on his phone like...
But somehow he still has like a napkin tucked into his collarbone. He's like. So then I was very upset. I felt like we were deprived that we only got a little snippet of this. We went to see, you know, BTS for
real for real. Oh God, let's do the infomercial here a little bit. Okay. When I started selling my products, I couldn't even. Sorry. Can we do that from the top again?
Let's start over. Hey. Okay, I've got it. When I started Real for Referees. What?
When I started.
What?
When I started Real what? For David Married a Slut. What? Freudian slip. Oh, God. So many bloopers.
I just can't. When we started our company, Real for Jealous of Gina's Friendship with what?
Okay.
What?
I got it. Just keep rolling. When I started my company, Real for Top of the Morning to ya. No, that wasn't it.
When we started Real for This Isn't My Plate, You Bitch! Oh, my God!
When we started, real, for 30 to 40 negative thoughts. No, that's bad for the brand. Bad for the brand.
Shannon's greatest hits.
So she's doing this thing for real, which I'm sorry, that business is still just terrible. I don't even know what it means. Reels for real. Like, is that a dating app? Like, real, it confused. Look, I'm getting confused now. I'm like, guys, what does it mean?
It's real food for real women with fake faces.
It's terrible. So we see her sitting there like, ah! And behind her is an iMac and then some Lemon Pledge. Did you guys see that?
Like, I did not see the Lemon
You're
Pledge.
You're on it, Shannon. Can't wait to buy your cauliflower rice with Lemon Pledge.
Well, I wanted something that represented me, the lemons, and something that David could never give me, a pledge of honesty. So. Just worked out that way.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So then we see a big lit sign that says, hashtag play. Which, those lit signs, just when you think they can't get worse, these lit signs, Heather just fucks you over with
Yeah.
them. Hashtag play. Shut up, Heather. Okay? Heather's going to have a party in her basement for all the pores that she knows.
Yes, with her hashtag play sign. So they've set up a bunch of buffet chafers in the basement there. And then there's on the screen, there's all these logos for the 7-Year Stitch, which is their new show on E! I've actually never seen such like brazen like cross promotion between like Bravo and E! That they actually have like a premiere party for the show on the other network happening on Bravo as it like already filmed. So they're gonna be doing this whole premiere party for it. And Heather is just walking around doing that thing where she's pretending like she's totally cool with the staff. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, good to see you. Good to see you. Oh look, there's a teriyaki station there for the servants. Great.
Hello, 10 people. And her and Terry walking hand in hand, as couples often do when they're going down to their basement.
Like, I know, right?
Yeah, you too. We're buying it, you too. We're buying it. So Terry's just in his like over-positive, like, please don't hurt me voice that he gets with Heather. He's like, wow, balloons. This is so nice. Balloons. And she's like, yeah, well, I did a teriyaki station over there. There's sushi. He's like, sushi? Sushi, guys, hi. Sushi. God, Heather. She's like, yeah, and look, there's a tree over there. A tree? Heather.
You outdid yourself. And Heather goes, you know what's missing? He goes, a cocktail? No, a waiter trembling in the corner. Okay. Can we get someone over there just to cower? Thank you.
Some couples like to play golf together. Terry and I like to work together. It's our hobby. So then we get the clip
of
them working together over the years, right? Clip from 2016, and they have their book cover behind. They have their book cover in a block of ice, which is so fucking fitting for Heather, you know? Here's my book, Dr. and Mrs. Guinea Pig. And then they're standing like back to back. So she's like, look everybody, hold on, wait there. Look everybody at the thing in the ice and then look what we're gonna do.
I'm a doctor.
I'm Mrs. Keto Fusion. A couple years later they had Keto Fusion.
So then we get a flashback of what this show is, and she's at dinner and with her mom who just hates her.
And also, remember what the mom also hated? Sushi.
Sushi.
And Heather took her to Dow. So now Heather is having a party to talk about that day, and guess what she ordered? Sushi.
Sushi.
I love a mommy issue. I love it. Can I have a mother roll, please? So I can smash it with my goddamn...
So we see her telling everyone in New York, she's like, so my husband and I, Television's Terry DeBro, have a new show that we're doing called The 7-Year Stitch, and we're doing makeovers on couples, mainly poor couples, and by makeovers, we're just gonna throw a little bit of money at them, buy them some Jolly Ranchers. It'll be great, it'll be so fun.
7-year stitch.
Stitch.
Stitch, because, you know, that's what you get to heal. You stitch them back together. Or, you know, if you're hurt, you get a stitch.
And they're like, ooh. At the table, Gina's parents are like, wow. Yeah, a stitch.
You know, a stitch.
Stitch.
Mm, yeah.
Gina's like, I don't get it. So
so then another clip of Heather on her hotel bed calling Terry going,
I thought it might be fun to do a rap party.
And I was like, poor Heather. Like, you know, they're really trying to make Heather happen. But all these, it's like, let's just use all of that footage from Heather in New York as a phone call with Terry. And poor Terry's like, fine.
Can't wait.
Balloons.
And Heather's trying to, like, convince us that she's, like, so loose and easygoing. She's like, tonight is our rap party, and it is time to celebrate. Party.
We're gonna help couples on their externals and their internals.
Get the fuck out of my internals. It's like the Dubrow colonic. Get out! Get out!
It's a scary thought. So now people start arriving to the party, and I'm getting excited because, you know, the Bellows show up. You know, Bellows, we get Tawny with her husband Mark, and in a surprise twist, Daisy Fuentes and Richard Marx. Did not see that coming, but I appreciate it. I kind of get the feeling Heather was like, okay, rich friends, guess what? We did this experimental thing. We invited this guy over. He put a napkin in his shirt. It was hilarious. You got to come over. We're going to make him do it again.
I didn't recognize Richard Marx, but I thought, wow, that actor who plays Yoda really looks cute in real life. Very good wig. Very good wig. Daisy Fuentes hooking it up. So Gina comes in with Travis, who's so uninterested, okay? And I love it, because Gina is so excited to be at my fancy friend's house. Oh, that was almost
that was Ramona.
I'm so sorry.
My God.
What?
You know what? My house is a little fancier. You know why? Because I'm a maven, okay? Real estate maven.
I don't know who Richard Marx is, guy. Stick. And now... Sorry.
Is his name Mark Richards or Richard Marx? I don't know. It's confusing.
I like Gina walking into Heather's house because it reminds me of when I was a kid. Like, anytime I went into an office building with an escalator, I was like, ooh.
Wow. They're like stairs, but they move.
And then your mom, of course, is like, people get their feet taken off.
That's
in this
always,
thing.
Always popping the bubble. Jeez. Right there.
So Gina's talking like she's really rich now, which cracks me up because she's been around Heather. She's like, you know, I just love that her vibe. It's just so different for every party.
Oh, we're going downstairs. It's like a whole new town, Travis.
He's like,
I didn't even know houses had downstairs.
So Travis is like, so they go downstairs, and she's like, yeah, in Long Island, the basement, have, like, your old gym equipment down there, or a tenant via dual income. Gross, am I right?
I love the idea of, like, Heather and Terry possibly having a tenant in their basement. It's probably Tawny, you know? They're like, okay, Tawny, back into your cage.
Okay, thanks for having me. Okay. This was fun, girls.
Men are waffles and women are spaghetti, am I right?
Tawny. Yeah, men are like waffles and men... Oh, my God. So Travis is like... Oh, Heather sees them. And, of course, her jaw drops down to the ground and her scary black button eyes pop open. And she's like, hi! He's like, we brought the mortgage payment, and by mortgage payment, I didn't even know they sold bottles of champagne this expensive at Trader Joe's, but Gina insisted, so.
Hold on. You're a little poor to be touching that. Let me just wipe you down first. So Gina's like, is Jen coming? Which has never been asked on this show ever. with enthusiasm. And Heather goes, yeah. And Gina's like, is her husband coming? And Heather's like, yes. And hopefully he'll keep his shirt on. So evil, but true.
And Gina's like, she starts, bent, she's like doubled over laughing at Rich Heather. And Nancy Bella just looks at her like, oh, poor people really do laugh hysterically.
Nancy was definitely like, do I get to pile on yet? Or do I not get to pile on about the poor people? I'll just wait. So Heather's like, yes, so we had them over for a dinner party. And, you know, it was tough. I mean, the mousse bouche was listed after the first course. So we all had a difficult time with it. But thank you. Thank you for your support.
I'm no wine connoisseur, but this is good. This is good. This is good. This is good. This is good.
You're holding Terry's shoe.
You kiss me?
Will you kiss me?
Later.
Will you kiss me?
Later. That's fine now.
Kiss
That's
me
fine
better.
Now. Mm-hmm. That's
kiss
fine now.
Me better.
I'll do it. I'll kiss you later. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was tough. It was a tough night. So Gina's like, well, Emily told me something yesterday, like she's getting him an Airbnb.
And it wasn't an Airbnb. What'd you call it last week? It's like
VRBO.
What is that?
Verbo, VRBO, VBRO, whatever it's called.
What does it mean?
It's a house. And Heather
Very
is so
miserable.
Mad. Did you know, Heather is furious. She goes, what? Because she was, oh God, she was about to like do a whole like case study on them, right? And Now they're like helping themselves, so she's furious.
Yes.
She's like, are they separating temporarily to work on themselves and then come back together? Or are they separating and not working on themselves? Because if they're not working on themselves, they can change the channel. Because it's not called 7-year ditch, it's called 7 years. Ditch.
It's not what we had planned.
Ditch.
That was a good one, Heather.
That was great.
7-year ditch.
7-year ditch. That was great. So then Dr. Jen's like assaulting Richard Marx. You know, she's. He's like, and
Jen's wasted, right? Did anyone else get that from the? I can't tell if she's, is it barbiturates? Like, I don't know. I don't know what it is. And usually, you know, I can read this shit very well.
Yeah.
I've taken it all, you know? I'm like, that's a little bit of Drano. Probably had that on accident. But so, this time I cannot read it. But Jen's like, oh my God, is it cold down here? Like, it's so cold down here. You know what? I've never seen it down here. You know she's fucked up because she has some kind of inflection in her voice, you know? Her voice is like going like up
emotion.
And down. It's weird.
Yeah. And so they start talking about this brain scanning event that she's going to be doing. And Gina is saying that she wants to bring her daughter to get scanned and everything because of processing issues that she's having. And we see a flashback of Dr. Jen pitching her on it. And Dr. Jen goes, yeah, why don't you bring her in? We'll scan her. We'll make it fun. What? Part of telling a little child we're going to scan your brain, could you possibly make fun?
Sounds fun to me. Do you know how many times I like swiped my head over the checker thing to see how much I was worth? I still want to do it sometimes because now we have self-checkout. I'm just like, don't do it, Ronnie. Don't.
One cabinet, one DeBro kitchen cabinet is how much you're worth.
Who the fuck has a brain scan party? I don't want to go get my shit scanned at your party. Although, I do kind of like that. I want to have like a lipids party where we're just like, guys, we're testing our lipids. Just something I always know I can win. Mine are the highest. I win. Lipid party.
So Heather's talking to Jen, and Jen's like, how did the podcast go on Sarah Kills? And Heather's like, oh, it was great. Oh, and by the way, Shannon called us. Yes. And Gina, now it's time for them to start shit, right? So Gina's like,
yeah, Emily told us the whole time that we were out there that, like, she was saying we're going to have more fun than them. And I just can't imagine that anyone could have more fun than attending a lecture by Heather Dubrow in upstate New York. Okay?
And Heather's like, if we're at a restaurant and there are other people that look like they're having more fun than us.
I was like, that poor Heather, because you know that's every time Heather's at a restaurant.
So like any restaurant, any restaurant.
It's like Terry's in her monologue right now. But she's like, if we're at a restaurant and another table is having more fun than us, what is Shannon going to get up and walk to that other table? Fuck yeah, she
yes.
is. Have you watched this show? Shannon literally does that. She'll be like, oh, I have to go.
It's not my plate, you fucking bitch.
But I like ordered juggling. Edamame. So Gina is like really mad and she's like,
oh my God, she should be asking you how your podcast was instead of being competitive and everything.
But that is what Shannon said.
Yeah.
Now, of course, Shannon was like, so.
How was New York? was it fine?
You know, looking all down like she does when she's like raging on the inside.
A podcast, I'm sure if I listen in, you'd be endorsing Real for Real. I'm sure, right? No.
So, and then cut to Heather in New York with Gina pretending to have fun on the street.
Yes.
When they're walking, and Heather's like, now, do you wish you were at that cooking party, or are you glad you're here with me?
Oh, no, I spilled pizza sauce on my bag. I had no idea this would happen on camera, because I'm fun and carefree. So Terry's like, guys, I hate to interrupt, but I gotta do a thing. So he gets up and he makes a speech to everyone. He's like, first of all, I want to thank you all. The 7-year stitch has been a labor of love of ours for many years, and we're so happy to show people that when you're having struggles, all you have to do is be rich. So it took a while for this to get greenlit. We had to change the name from Adopt-A-Poor to 7-year stitch. But we're here, and we are here to save the world from the poor. So enjoy, everyone.
You know, guys, struggling. Am I right, couples? And then it cuts to their clips of struggling. I can't. So this is their clips of struggling. I'm tired and I'm going out of town.
But Terry, I need help with the kids while you're away.
And Terry goes, kill me. Oh, God, that's rough, those two. I was like, who's afraid of Virginia Woolf? I mean, that was some.
I know, it took a lot out of all of us.
Woof.
I would like to make a speech as to why I'm qualified to help people with their relationships. I want to tell a quick story. I had gone through some dumb breakup with someone who wasn't even on Hot in Cleveland. And I remember crying in my mid-sized sedan before I was rich.
Yeah.
And this song came on the radio, and I cried even more. And I thought, my gosh, I hope someday I find someone in my life that will love me like that. Like, not the car loving me, the car did love me, but the way that, you know, if I could go back and tell my 18-year-old self that not only are you going to find that person, but you will be very, very wealthy, more wealthy than he ever was, and then that person you will buy and make your friend.
If I could have just told myself, you're gonna find that man, and he's gonna have a face like Buzz Lightyear on a charcoal grill, and he's gonna be richer than F.
If I had known then that someday,
wow,
I would be in a coffee shop and I would see some lady I once saw on MTV and say, I think I know your husband and I'd like to purchase him.
Wow. So, Deep Heather, last week you put on 10 pounds in college and then won a beauty contest. And this week we learned that you felt something when you heard a love song on Kiss FM. Wow. The depth. Where's the book? Okay.
And that singer and that song was by my friend, Everyone's like, we know he's standing right here. There's 10 of us. Just let it out. Rit, Hetcha, Herd, Ma-A-R-X-A. Richard Marks, everyone. Richard Marks.
Also, friend Tariba, probably. Richard Marks. Richard Marks.
So Richard Marks is like,
hi, everybody. Alfredo, bring him a guitar.
And Alfredo's like, wong, you know. So then, of course, Heather has a fucking wall in her basement with water, you know, coming down. Only rich people do that on purpose. Every poor person's basement looks like that too, bitch. This is not funny. It's just like water gushing down this wall in the basement. Everyone's greatest fear. Like, Heather really just does not know how to put people at ease.
Joy, people!
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So he sits down and he starts singing, and Jen's like, this song is a testament to two people loving each other and being there for each other. And like, I just don't have that. You know, every song that comes on the radio, Jen's like, Ryan, why don't you do that?
I think the Richard Marx song for Jen would probably be Hazard.
Ryan, why don't you believe that the children are our future? Why, Ryan? Why?
So Richard Marx is sitting there. He's sitting there. And they're all just like, it's like 10 people, like, studying him. Like, ooh. And he's like, oceans above, day to day.
But it's the unplugged one. Yeah. So it's like, even more, it's like, boom.
And I slowly go and say,
VBRO, VBRO, oh, ooh, hell.
And then Jen's just like,
wow.
Ryan, why isn't your pussy wet ass, Ryan?
So then, in probably a very sad chapter for Richard Marx's career, he's like, how can we say forever? Okay, everyone. And then everyone's like,
wherever you go, whatever we do, I'll be right there waiting for you.
Whatever it takes, or how my heart breaks, I will be right here waiting for you.
And Heather's doing it like this.
Wherever we go, wherever we go.
Heather, no.
I was a musical theater major at Syracuse University. You'll have to forgive me. Oh my goodness. Now, I love Richard Marx. I really do. But he deserved better than this. And Tawny's like, yeah.
But Richard Marx does it to himself. You know, like he's sitting there with his guitar. He's like, I'll be right there, everybody. No, oh, Richard Marx. Oh, God.
He's
bless
like,
bless you.
It don't mean nothing. I said one song, Richard. One song.
Maybe this time.
No, you don't get to do show tunes, Richard Marx. He's just trying to break out.
I remember all the... No, Richard, no.
So then Gina and Jen sit down, and Gina's like, oh my God, I set up wrong with Travis. They're at the bar being not interesting together, so... What's up with you moving him out into a RBV dope? Like, what? What?
Well, I just wanted to stop the fighting and have like a reset. So like, I didn't know about Richard Marx, so I didn't know what to do. And Gina's like, so can you ever picture yourself with someone else? And then it just is a close up on Jen going, wherever you go. Wherever. She just like gives the most imperceptible, no, I can't imagine anyone else. It's like the biggest lie of all time.
I feel like she was like, what does this bitch have on me, right? Because since the show started airing, there's a lot about Jen.
Jen.
It's good. So Jen seems to be like, so is now the part where they come for me? But Gina doesn't, you know?
She's like, you guys gotta work through it. You guys gotta stitch it together.
Gina's like, maybe you guys just got a little boxed in. Just a little boxed in. Oh, yes, like me in your closet. Yes. Good point, Gina.
So then when you're wondering, how could anyone even consider fucking around on Ryan? It cuts to Ryan at the bar with Travis. And Travis is just going, ho, 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 ho. And Ryan's like, oh, you're passing me the hors d'oeuvre tray? Here, I'll just take that from you. I'll take it from you. I'll pass it on. And Travis is like, ah!
Travis is like, please stop. Like, you guys have been feeding me nonstop. The waitress is like, I have to. I'm not allowed to see my children if I stop passing hors d'oeuvres around.
I know. Heather's pretending to have fun at her party, but she's like,
Alfredo.
Always be passing.
Always be. I need pass-throughs. Constant pass-throughs.
So then Heather's like, I'm back. Like right with the girl just pops up like, ah, me, Heather DuBap. So Jen's like, so can we talk about that party at Shannon's? Because like I was at this party, it was like the cooking party at Shannon's, and then like I got this text from Ryan, like it's really important, you need to go home. So then I was like, Shannon, like I gotta go. And then Noella whispered like, we all have things going on, can you believe it? Heather's just staring at the weeping wall like,
don't know how to process this. So then, but then Dr. Jen is like, I got so pissed off. Like, I want to uninvite her. Uninvite her! Uninvite her! Do it!
Do it!
Do it! Do it!
This is your event, and one thing you need to learn is to take care of yourself first.
It's like, yeah, that's what every selfish fucking person needs to be told as advice. You know what you really need to do? Put yourself first. That's a great advice, show. So then, let's see, Noella walking with her mom. Okay.
So now Noella is heading to dinner with her mom. And Noella says something that no one would have predicted.
I don't think I've eaten. I didn't eat today.
I'm just a big ball of stress. This divorce.
And her mom's like, oh, fuck.
So they have like a sort of serious scene where they're talking about Noella's having breakthroughs in therapy. She's like, I've never been with a black man before. And we learned that her dad was a weatherman for NBC, the local. I mean, his name was Christopher Nance. And of course, the thing that I'm thinking about is, does that mean that Nancy was Nancy Nance?
Were they married, though? I don't know if they were married, but she could have been Nancy Nance.
She could have been Nancy Nance.
Nancy Nance.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Oh, I thought you said fancy pants. Never mind.
Yeah, she could become friends with Heather and be fancy Nancy Nance.
Fancy pants, Nancy Nance. That was my takeaway from the scene, that she could have been called Nancy Nance.
She's like, well, you know, like, my dad, like, he insisted on a DNA test, which is very serious. I shouldn't make fun of her face. I'll wait. I'll give it a couple lines. So then Nance is like, you know what I just loved about him? He is just so intellectual. And I was like, wow, you go, weatherman. I've never thought of that, but I guess, you know. Storm's coming in, you know? It's like, yeah, all right,
There's a high pressure system coming in, and it's called my divorce.
That could have been her tagline.
Right back to that, right?
Yeah.
So, Noella, thanks for coming to dinner. So, do you want to talk about your vagina or your divorce? Your choice. I just really want to hear about one of those things, so.
Yeah, the scene ends with her saying,
I just need to surround myself with bad bitches. And Mom, you are the queen of that.
She's like, Nancy Nance. Raise the roof.
Guys, the time has come. Shane is in the courtroom.
Yes. I don't know if any of you guys were in D.C. I don't know if any of you guys work at the Supreme Court, but get ready. There's a new lawyer in town.
There's one nomination that's going to go through with no problem. Both sides are going to come together on this one.
So Emily and the family are at the courtroom for Shane to get sworn in. I only just realized this right now looking at my notes. I'm not even sure this is a real judge. I feel like they found someone. And they're, because his name is Judge Christopher J. Plourd, and I feel like that's exactly the name you give when you're trying to come up with a name really quickly. What's your name? Christopher Plourd. All right, we'll just say Judge Christopher Plourd. But he's the judge of the Superior Court.
He's like, hey. It's like our dad's coming to see Watch What Crappens. They're like,
you should be on SNL. That's what both of our dads say to us all the time.
Why don't you just call them?
That's what they always say. I can get a chest tattoo and get into a fight with Kanye West.
And I've lived in Staten Island. I've already got that. So Emily's like, this is the judge, kids. And they're like, who cares? You know, they're bringing all the kids. So she announces that Shane is now licensed in California. So now I can get a job and like work and make money. And I can just do things that I love. Didn't they meet at work? Why is she Emily?
I don't know.
Emily is constantly throwing even her own husband under the bus. She's like, finally, this guy can work. Fucking lazy fuck. God fucking shame.
So the judge starts swearing him in, and Emily gives us this weird tidbit of like how she became a lawyer. She goes,
from a very young age, I said I wanted to be an attorney because my mom put that in my head because I was very argumentative.
So you were a brat.
I mean, I was the same way, but I just wanted to grow up and be a person that got beat on their butt with a wooden spoon. I mean, it's just crazy. I think it's all how you raise the kid.
So
her mom was like, you should be a lawyer. My mom's like, you're going to be in prison, you little fucker.
So Judge Plourd is still signing in Shane, and he's telling him, like, you know, do you solemnly swear to tell the truth?
Raise your hand. It's like, high five. Guess you just don't know me. It's like sort of a joke.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties of attorney and counselor at law to the best of my knowledge and ability.
Whoa. You haven't met me. You're going to need to slow down a little bit. I just need little chunks at a time.
And I am telling you,
wrong song.
Shane, do you promise that wherever you are and wherever you go, you will be right here waiting for the State Bar of California?
Why is the wall crying? I promise, whatever, I'm a fucking lawyer, great, yay, good for me, wow, good for me. And Emily's like, kids, look at all those seats where the judges sit. And Judge goes, Shane goes, yeah, maybe your mom should sit in the judgmental seat.
King of Snarkasm!
All the hits tonight, everyone. All the hits at Crappens. So Emily goes,
Shane passing the bar has been amazing for our family. I mean, now he feels like the breadwinner. He isn't, but he feels like it. And it's also freed up time for me to do the things that I'm passionate about, like strip teases for my in-laws.
So then we go to Matt and Gina.
and they're in the parking lot of the dentist together. And Gina's like, I never thought I'd be going to the orthodontist with me.
He's like, oh, yeah, this is great.
Oh, that was, I look at the hair, Matt's voice. Matt's like, hey, here we are, the orthodontist. All the kids are okay with the teeth.
I'm like, what? Matt's in like some mob video game.
Hey, orthodontist, show me the mountains of the teeth.
He's like the hot Long Island version of Joe Giudice. He's like, hey, what you gonna do? So, they go to the orthodontist, and then the orthodontist has to take a picture of the kids for orthodontic stuff, and the kid's like, and they're like, oh my god, it looks like a mugshot.
That's funny.
Who wore it best?
I just want your kid to feel comfortable to come in here, you know? I mean, I want to get this date locked in. Hey, we were locked in.
It's just two Ginas slapping high five.
Matt and Gina just keep making imprisonment jokes. They're like, that was us!
Yeah!
Yeah, you know, if we don't get the teeth fixed when they bite, it's gonna sort of sound like a clinking noise. Yeah, the clink!
Yeah, we heard that!
The poor orthodontist is just like,
I know.
He's like counting the candy in the dish at the end. It's like, oh, so I'm not accusing you of anything, but...
All right,
so then we go to San Juan Capistrano to a tea house. So we go to a tea house and Emily comes in, which becomes funnier to me later, in a huge Gucci belt. Because it's like Emily's like, I'm going to have a meeting with the California Innocence Project in the biggest Gucci logo I can find.
Yeah.
Like, so sensitive. They're just so sensitive on this show.
So, yeah, so she, it's like a serious, like, good scene. And so we just learned that she's working with the Innocence Project, which is actually really great.
It is great. Good for her.
Yeah, it is. And
it's also kind of weird considering she's trying to help get people off when she spends all of her season trying to frame people.
I know.
Isn't that weird? It's ironic.
She's like... I'm basically like the first line of defense. Like basically the cases come to me first and then I have to decide whether or not they should really be going on into the Innocence Project. So like, for instance, I got this one here from a Miss Jennifer Shaw. Not sure about this one.
She's like, the reason I do this is because I saw a documentary on Netflix about it. So it really goes to show you that watching documentaries and binging Netflix can really make a difference. I was like, girl, I know. I literally sell leggings now. I saw the same thing. Won't go to SeaWorld.
Or zoos in Oklahoma. That's right. So now it's time for the big brain scan party we've all been waiting for. Jen is in glam. I love the idea of getting in glam for a brain scan.
Her glam, she's got three of them, okay? And they're like pounding her face or whatever. And she's like, Gus, I'm gonna have to make this call. And so she keeps looking at the makeup lady, like, am I right? But they're not paying any attention to her, which just makes it so funny. So she calls Noella to disinvite her, right? So she's like, hi, Noella. Hi, hostess with the mostest. Oh my god, I'm so excited to come to your party. Finally getting out of the house. I'm so excited. And Jen's like,
that's what I wanted to talk to you about. When I left Shannon's, I was actually pretty upset, and I was like, I don't know, like, you guys were, like, whispering, and you guys were saying, like, well, we all have problems, and I just, you know, like, I was just trying to go home and support my husband, you know, he just learned about napkins, and it made me, I don't know, I just didn't like it, and, like, I don't want any of that tonight, because, like, this is very personal to me. This is extremely, extremely personal. I'm like, You have a step and repeat up, and it's a brain scan party. How personal can this be?
Noella's like, but of course, I'm not gonna come to your home and cause problems. I mean, we're big girls. We can be big girls.
And Jen goes, oh, all right, well then I'll see you here. Hope you enjoy the presentation.
Big girls.
Who says that?
Then Jenny gets off the phone and she goes over to her tub and she goes, Chris, I'm literally spraying my feet with lidocaine right now. I can't feel, I'm totally numb. Turns out it works not just on your personality, but your feet too.
So then Terry and Heather are in their closet, you know, like the reason for staying married, that fucking closet. I mean, that is a reason to stay married. I'll marry anybody for that closet. I don't even have clothes. I have like 3 shirts, okay? And even in me, I'm like, wow, I could put things places if I had them. So Terry is hugging Heather in the closet and she's like, all right, Terry, I'm going to go say goodbye to the kids. Alfredo, go say goodbye to the kids. Exhausting.
Buy each one of them a Nintendo Switch. That'll do it. So then Emily, meanwhile, is FaceTiming with Gina because Gina's like trying to show off her look. And Emily's like, yeah, no, I really like it. I really like the lip and the black and the houndstooth. And stop screaming! Be quiet! Yeah, it looks great. I really like it a lot.
So you always got to love Emily, you know? She keeps that shit real. My mom... we would just torture her. She would be in the bathroom and we'd go, Mom, 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 can I just fucking go to the bathroom? It's the only place I get privacy. She's like screaming and sobbing behind the bathroom door. We're like,
Mom, Mom, Mom.
At the sound check, we told, we said, yeah, we're probably just going to be talking at this level all night.
Yeah, sorry. You know, we just normally talk like this.
Yeah, so, it's just like a pretty chill show.
Great level. Not,
maybe I might raise my voice like a, but that's about it.
David.
So then Shannon is getting her makeup done, and she's like sitting in her kitchen in a robe, and the twins try to pass her to go up the stairs, which is not going to happen, right?
No.
So she's like, kids.
Well, kids, I'm just tired, but I'm going to a party today.
And they stop and they're like, yeah, I'm tired too. I fell asleep in 3 of my classes today. She's like, what?
It's one thing to fall asleep in a marriage like your father did, but it's another to fall asleep in school.
And then
they don't care, Mom. They don't care. It's just, I have never heard of a school that doesn't care when you fall asleep. It's public school, so.
I guess they have a point.
So, that's a good burn by those kids. It's public school, Mom.
These kids are such little fuckers, you know. The kids on these shows.
So now
wooden
we are.
Wooden spoon, I already told you, you know? That's how I was raised. Whip out the wooden spoon from the glove compartment. Just start swinging it around the back seat. You'll hit something. She got us in the way back. I look at wooden spoons right now, I'm like, how did this ever reach the way back?
It was like probably like 3 different spoons taped onto each other, like a survivor challenge where they're like, reach the key.
My mom probably just ordered the longest fucking spoon she could find, you know? She's like, I need a bigger spoon.
You have, like, the car version of Squid Games. Netflix. So,
I learned so much.
I learned so much.
That's why I started murdering my friends one by one at game night.
I've been cutting out cookies all day. So, God, Noella would be terrible at Squid Games. I would really enjoy seeing that. Actually, she would be that person who somehow gets all the way to the end of Squid Games. She's like, it was crazy. I didn't know what happened. My divorce. They're like, just take
please,
her off the island.
Just, you win. You win. Send in the helicopter.
They're like, I will step on the glass bridge, okay? So,
oh my God, I have to walk across a bridge made of glass. Oh, this is great.
What's this supposed to say about me?
Channing. So, okay. Emily brain scan. Okay, so Emily goes in. She's the first one to.
Big mistake.
I don't know. She puts this thing on her head. We don't have a thing.
Here, we have a multi-use paper towel that's taken on a lot of rolls tonight.
So she's just like,
oh. She's like, I'll do it. I'll do the brain scan. Just put it on me. I don't care.
So the doctor's...
Yeah, put your brain scan on me, bro. Yeah.
So the doctor's like, hi, you're going to get a brain scan? She's like, yeah, what's your name? He's like, Dr. Kiefer. Doc, what? Who? He's like, Dr. Jason Kiefer. She's like, no, still no. Do whatever you're gonna do. Just go ahead. It's like that she just dissed the poor doc. He's terrified, this doctor.
Yeah. So she sits down. She thinks it's gonna be like 5 minutes with this like contraption on her head. So she sits down. And she's like in a corner in a room with that, like, probably like next to like where the chihuahua poops, you know? So she's just sitting back there.
And the doctor is like, okay, well, I'm reading your scan. So far, I see a 12-inch piece of bread. Looks like a roll. I see a machine slicing meat of some kind. Turkey. Mayonnaise is being slathered onto the turkey. Do you have a turkey sandwich in your brain? She's like, what?
He just looks up.
I haven't eaten today.
He just looks up from the computer. It's just a sandwich with the contraption on it. She just left it there.
Emily's brain is just like one long rolling Quiznos oven, like that toaster. Just rolls the sandwich really slowly toward the end.
This brain scanner device that I'm wearing is very strange because it has blocked away all my peripheral vision. I feel like a dog in a cone. I'm like, this prop comedy is too difficult.
You look like a Gina Budget nun.
Climb every mountain.
So Gina is in the party talking to
me.
He's like, hello,
everybody. Thanks for having me to your party.
And he's brought his girlfriend, Brett. Why? She really does look like Kelly.
She looks like.
She? I mean,
you're a dork. You're a dork. You're a dork.
Brain scans are stupid. Your brain scans stupid.
You're a dork.
Yeah.
So, this was actually like the Brit looking like Kelly Dodd got all the attention, but there were like literally three other Real Housewives doppelgangers at this party because there's also Tatiana, who we've actually seen before, but she was like a Heather Thompson rolling around in there. I was surprised she wasn't like, hey, mama.
Hello.
You better step off, mamas.
Yeah, but also that Nancy Bello lady that's friends with Heather looks just like Kelly DeBro, too. Every time they show her, I'm like, oh my God, it's Kelly and Rick. I saw somebody comment on that one time, and I can't unsee it.
Yeah.
But not as entertaining, you know? I'm like, you can't beat this, door!
Door!
So then Gina's talking about the brain scan, and she goes,
so Dr. Jen, she did the brain scan thing on me, and I was very impressed. You know, I mean, if we all hear the information, we can all make decisions.
Of course, Gina is impressed with like a Radio Shack, like a discontinued Radio Shack keyboard they fashioned into a headset. And she's like, oh my God, it's science. Of course Gina's impressed by this thing.
Gina's brain this scan.
Quack science.
What was Gina's brain scan? It's just a Marshall's tag, you know it is. It's Marshall's written in Gather font.
Gather.
Like Marshall's.
Live, laugh, brain scan.
I would actually buy that.
So back in the brain scan room, Emily's like, are we done with this? I'm hungry.
They're like just
can
two more.
Some food or something in here.
Just two more hours. This was technology's from 2003, so hold on a second.
The doctor's like, sun chips? Are those sun chips?
Waffles. This sucks. This guy sucks.
So then, I mean, this was a real treat this episode for this show tonight, because then we had, not only did we get Richard Marx, but we got another cultural icon,
surprise!
Gina Keough.
Oh.
Gina Keough.
Gina Keough, you know, the first in a long line of people on the show who are just like,
hey, hi, yeah. I don't know, my husband, I don't know, like, I think he likes, I don't even know if he likes me really, but
yeah.
We do have a washing machine, so that's good, you know.
Yeah, you know, Shane.
And then, actually, and Gina, she brought, like, a fake Camille Grammer. I don't know if you guys saw that. I was like, this is like a night of 1,000 stars. I really thought it was Camille Grammer.
Yeah, because I thought it was a brain scan, and I thought the brain scan would be like a
So you got a brain scan.
It's a brain scan.
It was looking deep into your brain.
I was looking deep into my...
And it was talking about, like, maybe things that you need.
Things I need, and, you know, things like that.
So it scanned your brain, and then it healed you.
And then it, like, YouTube, and it's... Yeah, it's so upsetting.
Yeah.
So upsetting.
So then we get... Surprise! It's Heather Dubrow! With a poor person prop. Chicken! A bucket of chicken. Do you remember, Jen, the first time we met and I said, do you cook? And you said, the nanny makes chicken sometimes. I brought you some chicken.
So apparently there's actually a state called Kentucky, and they cake, yes, and they make chicken. It's amazing.
I love, Heather says, we have a little thing about chicken, and it's literally what Ronnie just said. It's like, I had chicken the other night. Oh! That's like it. And she's like, just gonna grasp at
it. We are old, hilarious girlfriends.
And she comes in with that. She comes in, like, holding it, like, she's like, Terry, make sure you have the hand sanitizer ready to go once I drop off this piece of shit.
We cut to her next. She's just, like, sipping out of, like, a Campbell's soup can open. She's like, a fire, little fire in a trash can in front of her. She's like, we are best friends, all of us, aren't we?
Now, Jen, I do hope you enjoy this bucket of chicken, is it? Unfortunately, KFC does not have the mousse bouches, but I did ask.
Gina has come to this party, by the way, wearing the curtain rod from the Carol Burnett show, making fun of Scarlett O'Hare, okay? Now listen, I am a person with Bette Midler posture. I've got Bette Midler posture.
And me too.
Okay?
Look, it's terrible. I'm literally like, I literally eat dinner like this, and this is not a joke. I'm like, I turn into the penguin.
I know. Like, so listen, I'm not dissing anybody on their posture. But if you have, if you're a circle, like if you have like a half circle as your posture, do not put a straight line above the half circle. You look crazy. It looks like someone has gone fishing and she's gotten stuck on the pole, and they're just like, they're trying to get her out of the water with the pole, but it's just pulling up her shirt. She's like,
such a specific image.
Like, what is happening?
But it's
Gina,
true.
Get her off the pole, poor Gina, literally.
She also looks like she's going to a networking event, too, which is funny. So anyway. So Heather comes
like
in.
A kitten picking up a kitty. Like. So Keough comes up.
It's like the end of Big when he shrinks back down again, but it's still in the big clothes.
With shoulder pads in it. Just like a little head and then shoulder pad. So Keough comes over and she's like,
hi, Gina. You look so sophisticated, JK. So is that Kelly Dodd or is that just someone who looks like Kelly Dodd?
That's like, which one? There's like 10 of them. So it's Britt, which is Matt's girlfriend. And it just keeps on saying, not Kelly, not Kelly, not Kelly.
So then it cuts over to Heather talking to Jen. And Heather's like, so, Jen, how do you know Jen Akio? I haven't seen her for years. And Jen goes, actually, I don't really know her. We have like a mutual friend who said that she's good at taking a glass of wine to the pleather. So I invited her to be a wall between me and Noella just in case.
Does she know about chicken also?
Also, another cameo. They didn't even let her speak, which I thought was very unfortunate. Kemi, our new friend
Krupa,
of...
Krupa, the poor new Kemi. Russian Joanna, the new Joanna Krupa. Joanna Krupa is Russian, right?
She's Polish.
Polish. Sorry.
How dare you?
I'm sorry, okay? I'm sorry.
I feel really bad for Kemi that, like, she didn't even get, like, a sympathy. Like, oh, Kemi. Everyone's like, uh-huh. Next.
What a wonderful party you're having.
I love her. We do need more from her. Noella's like, my divorce is just killing me.
Oh, so fun. You did it today? That's so fun. You have mediation today? Tell me all about.
So now, 3 hours later, Emily is finally getting results from her brain scan. That has taken, I mean, for crying out loud, you could, like, literally buy a car in 3 seconds with Apple Pay. How could this thing not read your brain faster? So, the doctor...
Because Emily has been sitting there roasting the doctor this whole time, right? She's like, still don't know you. This is dumb. Is this over yet? Jesus Christ, I'm starving. Who is this?
And he's like, well, it looks to me, based on the beep, boop, 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 beep, it looks like your sleep quality could use some improvement, and you carry a lot of stress. Now, excuse me, I have to get back to my shift at Jamba Juice. Have a great night.
Who the fuck are you going to tell? I think that you carry a lot of stress. Who's going to be like, nope, not me. I feel no stress ever. Being a human, it's just the easiest fucking thing in the world, isn't it? No stress, none. So this guy's a big fat phony. And also, who's going to go get their brain scanned where you get your fucking eyebrows?
That's exactly
shot
right.
Up with... By the way, I'm feeling my eyebrows moving and I'm horrified. I'm not used to it anymore. Today, my eyebrows scrunched together and I was like, ah! Like hiding under the table.
It's time to see Dr. Jen. You're all in one destination.
2 hours left. 2 hours left.
So now, so basically Emily is like, this guy's full of shit because I sleep all the time. And then we see that Shane takes videos of her and he's like, look at her sleeping.
This is her like...
So then, so the DeBros are, like, pretending that they are going... They're going to indulge this for 1 second. They're like, oh, sure, we would love to do the brain scan. We're a joiner. Okay, we'll do it. By the way, this room is way too poor for me. I'm leaving. Bye. Shit, there was... Emily... I think the real reason why Emily was mad is because the longer that thing went on, the more that tentacle thing was denting her hair, right? I know that every time I get off an airplane and I have my headphones on, I literally have like a band, like a rainbow, like reading rainbow over my head right here. So I get it. I get it 100%.
Oh, be balls.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Be balls. That's a real fucking pleasure, Cruz.
I do this all the time. I complain about my hair all the time to Ronnie. He just looks at me like...
Getting marks on your head. Oh, that is so funny. Every time.
I'll be there soon. I'll be there soon.
Terry and Heather go in, and they just have that look like, look at you with your business kind of doing the same thing we're doing, but without a television show or trillions of dollars. So funny! So they're giving that look, and Terry's like, this machine is going to blow up with my brain. Balloons!
So great to see the first ever Botox neurosurgeon. Great work there, Dr. Jen.
So Terry goes, Emily, tell me that you brought Shane. And then it cuts to Shane in the party alone going, do I know anyone here?
You just see his parents, Perry and Larry, in this window being like,
hushin.
So now it's time. So Emily comes out. She finally emerges. And she's like, I had my brain scanned. You know what it said? Unreadable. King of brain scans.
Oh, poor Shane, bless his heart. Goes in to get the brain scan, it just turns like doo doo doo. It's like the end of Pac-Man. So Noelle's like, you know what's so funny? I got my hair braided today, even though I'm going through a divorce, which is
it's terrible.
But I got my hair braided, but I didn't know they were gonna put the actual brain scan on my head. But they are. And Emily's like, yeah. Like, she said that it was really hard for the brain scan thing to work over extensions, and I was like, you're in Orange County, you might want to rethink the machine.
Or how about you work in medicine, you might want to rethink the machine. So Shannon enters. She's like, oh,
look at all these people having fun. Oh, look, is that Kelly Dunn over there?
And Noella went right up to Britt and was like, oh my God, you look just like Kelly Dunn. And Britt goes,
ha, I'm coming for you. Ha, Kevin.
Killed it, Britt. So.
Booker.
Okay, so Shannon is like going around saying hi to everyone. She's being fun. Shannon's like, hi, how are you?
Oh, this is fun. Oh, I have not a care in the world. I'm just a happy, happy person who sells real for real. What a great day.
Gina! Hello, Gina. Hello.
Hi. Hello.
And Gina's like,
hi.
She's all mad, making a big kid who's angry face, you know? And Shannon's like, whoa, good to see you. Shannon, that was a very chilly reception I got from Gina over there. Nervous Gina. I mean, what's going on with Gina? Well, Jesus Christ, I was having fun for the first 5 seconds of this party. And then that girl was horrible to me. She stabbed me with a soap.
John's like, it's okay.
He's
it's
like,
okay.
It's okay.
Do we need to bring in Chef Noodles again? So then Emily sees Shannon and is like slaps her on the ass. And she's like, oh, well, I, and she's like, what are you wearing under there?
Oh, that's a little bit of a corset. It's a corset. I'm so happy wearing a corset.
Don't spank shame Shannon. Speaking of spanking, I got my husband one from a naked bear. Not a gay person, an actual bear, a very horny bear.
Have you ever seen a stack of bear vaginas?
So Jen's like, hi guys, I'm gonna start talking.
Oh God, I forgot this part.
The nightmare, the words you never want to hear, guys, I'm about to start talking.
Oh God, Jen. All right, Jen.
I felt bad that Nancy Bello. I felt bad that Maria Bello wasn't there too, though. I felt bad that Nancy Bello wasn't there to see this. So Jen is like, guys, I'm expanding my business to include the brain.
Don't worry, guys. This is going to be like a 10-minute speech, and I don't have a microphone, so I'm going to project. This is me projecting. Can everyone hear?
Can everyone hear me in
Ryan
the back?
Ryan goes, oh, boy.
He's clutching that chihuahua for dear life.
Oh, boy. Now, through the rest of this scene, I mean, it's so funny how this show just cycles itself over and over. Ryan is sitting there, right in the middle of the room, giving her the tongue out of his mouth, just like, you're an idiot look, where he's like, ugh. But he slowly eats crackers. Did you notice? This is a David fucking Bedore move. Through the whole scene, he's sitting there. She's like, guys, please pay attention to this. And he's like,
and the best is that shot of Terry Dubrow, like, staring from the side. He doesn't realize he's on camera at that moment, because he's always, like, very aware of cameras. But at that moment, he's, like, watching, like, this fake ass med. He's like, I cannot be associated with this quack medicine right now. He's just like, what the hell is this?
All right, so here's our first example. This is a 50-year-old woman, as you can see. Brain fog, dementia.
It's not me. Not me. I'm 45, and that also has an old hip.
This is her. It's just the new hip was just cheap. It was cheap. It was her. You can see the sandwich starting up here and ending in Dijonnaise. So there it is down here. And everyone's already like...
Shane's like, that's too normal to be Emily. So it's going on and
20
on.
20 minutes later, everyone's yawning. Like,
So Chen goes, yeah, and you know, a lot of people do medicate with drugs and alcohol. And Noella just goes, clink, with Shannon's dress.
Her glass.
Clink.
And Shannon's like,
maybe take it down one or two case studies because I don't want to fall asleep in school. That's called a callback. Which is something I also don't receive from David. He's the villain, not me.
So she's losing them, right? The audience is like, even Tawny. She goes, okay, and now, I'm trying to explain something up here. And Tawny goes, nobody told me I would have taken a thinking pill.
Tawny, say more. Say more. Heckle more, Tawny. It's just Heather prodding her. Tawny had to do it. So Jen's like, well, you know, if you're coming over, you're going to get a PowerPoint. I think so much about her relationship with Ryan makes sense now.
She's like, guys, but this is serious. I lost my dad a few years ago. And then Ryan just goes. So then after the speech, Gina's like, you should be so proud of yourself. And Heather's like, let's go outside, Shannon. Easier to attack you there. Come.
But also, did you hear what Ryan said to Jen after the presentation? Oh, Ryan goes, so proud of you, babe. Sure, it could have been shorter, but so be it. So be it.
The one thing my spouse has never said to me. Shannon and Heather go outside, and Shannon's like, well, how was your trip? And I would like you to notice I'm not looking down or pursing my lips.
And Heather's like, oh, it was fun. It was so fun. It was leave one table to go to another table fun. I ruined a purse. Just an Hermes, nothing big. You know, there's a lot of sauce all over the purse. God, we had so much fun.
Cut to that.
You're like, Heather's purse with pizza sauce. She's like, ah,
we are fine, me and Gina. Ah,
it's great to be a carefree person among the people.
So Gina is dragged up. She's like, she's,
she's got angry face. She's like,
mad little puppy being brought back to the kennel. And so when she comes up with sour face, it goes,
what's going on? And Shannon goes, well, Gina, I have to say that multiple people have been coming up to me and saying, Gina thinks that you're, as in me, Shannon Bedore, is jealous of you. To which I say, what? Am I jealous?
No.
Does it hurt me when you say that?
Yes.
Does it hurt me as much as a drawer slamming on my fingers? Ow! No.
Just drawing out all the Shannon stuff.
Well, you know, they say I'm jealous of you, jealous of your business. And Gina goes, oh, I never said that. Jealous of your relationship with Heather. Oh, yeah, I did say that.
I did say that. I did say that. I did say that you were jealous of that.
Just, you know, for the record, you also said she got very jealous when you talked about your skincare, ma'am. Okay, roll the clip. Roll the clip.
Yes.
So, Shannon's like, well, why wouldn't you just come to me? Just look at me. Open door, Shannon. Everyone's totally comfortable coming to Shannon with a problem. She's like, well, why didn't you come to me when you heard that before you got jealous of the Shannon, of the me in business, you?
Well, I said, yes, Gina, and you said, put a pin in it. Is that what you said? The fact that I'm in a good place and that, like, I'm confident about myself, I have to put a pin in my confidence? I don't even understand how that works, okay?
Well, she's saying, because, pin.
And I love whenever she says pin in it, she does the double crazy fingers on her. It makes no sense. She just keeps going, put a pin in it. That's what she needs to do. Crazy fingers around her temples.
It's the next level up from windshield wipers, right?
I never.
What don't you like, Shannon? That the first time in my life I've got self-confidence? That the first time in my life I got something to be proud of?
No, you're shit-talking Shannon, and she heard. Stop it. Stop. Yes. You're crying now.
You don't have confidence. You have a rich friend. So Shannon's like,
well,
that can feel like confidence.
Can feel like a million bucks, actually. Pun intended. So Shannon's like,
well, there's a difference between confidence and arrogance.
Yeah, I don't have it.
I'm like, oh, Gina. So Shannon just goes, Gina,
Gina.
And then Gina says, and if you do think I have that problem, that's your problem. And then, like, out of nowhere, just goes, and then to be continued, out of nowhere. Just like,
that's it.
And that brings us to the end.
And that was the end of Real Housewives of Orange County. DC, you guys are always a dream. Thank you guys for being such an amazing, awesome audience. Thanks for making it out here.
We love you, DC.
We'll be back as soon as possible.
Thank you.
We love you. Good night.
Thank you, Lincoln.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Courtney Shamazing Shardell.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Dana C.
Dana Do.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Wee McLovin, Karen McClellan.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
She's our queen, Marie Levine.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya. The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Erica 500 Days of Summers. The incredible edible Matthews sisters. Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
Paging Paige Mills. Paging Paige Mills.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She leaves us in stitches. It's Catherine Taylor.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Kristen, the Ruby Rubano.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.